The Bazaar of Dreams. Comparable to masters of the genre such as Andersen or the Brothers Grimm, The Bazaar of Dreams is the third collection of tales by Miguel Ángel Villapinto. It includes 12 tales of wonder: Ronin Turin, The Bazaar of Dreams, The Forest of the White Deer, The Carpenter with No Luck, The Castaway's Chest, The Magic Pool of Verdesmeralda, The Voyage of Briogorn, The Flight of the Swans, The Library of Alexandria, The Maharaja's Debt, The Curse of the Golden Mermaid, and The Captured Stars. The Bazaar of Dreams. Sora's mother had just passed away. She was the only family he had. Despite all the neighbors' support, giving him warmth and helping him in every way they could during the first days of grief, he felt utterly wretched and alone. He was barely 5 years old.
"Who is going to look after me now?"
Sora wept.
"What is going to happen to me?"
Overcome with grief and fear, finding shelter only in the solitude of his room, he lay down on his bed and stayed there for long days. He dreamed of his poor beloved mother, remembered how hard she had worked each day so that the two of them could put some food on the table and he could go to school, the way she had always looked at him with a smile no matter how exhausted she was, and how much she had been through. She had not passed away in peace, and Sora knew it. He had heard her on her deathbed asking God to watch over him.
But though Sora clung to the mercy of the Almighty, his mother was gone, and no one had come forward to protect him.
His strength, his spirit, and his will to live were all slipping away. Then, just when he could barely bring himself to move, he heard the cheerful sound of flutes and drums in the street, and a voice calling out,
"Come to the Bazaar of Dreams.
No child need be unhappy. Bring your children and we will grant their wishes." Wiping his tears, Sora remembered a story his mother had once told him. It was said that a bazaar of dreams traveled the cities of the world, bringing happiness wherever there was sorrow. Although not totally convinced, he got up and looked out the window. He saw dozens of elves, no taller than himself, dancing in the street below and leaping with enthusiasm and delight, while others played their instruments with spirited grace.
"Did you send them, Mama?"
Sora asked, looking up at the sky. And in that moment, tears and a smile met on his face.
Perhaps there was some hope, after all.
He dressed quickly, left the house, and followed the elves, as all children were doing. The thrilling musical parade led them to a strange bazaar where more cheerful little men waited behind a row of stalls, and the children began stepping forward to make their wishes. The elves granted each one, always saying, "In return, you must help at least one person who truly needs it." And the children, accepting the deal, found themselves holding a basket overflowing with sweets, lollipops, gummies, and other delicious treats. While Sora waited his turn, he couldn't help thinking that the other children were asking for nothing but silly things. His turn came, and Sora asked for his mother to be brought back to life.
At once, the smile on the elf's face faded and was replaced by sadness. "I'm sorry," the elf said. "That is one wish we cannot grant."
Hearing this, Sora felt a wave of disappointment wash over him, and his heart sank.
"What was the point of coming then?" he said. "I would have been better off staying in bed."
And without lifting his eyes from the ground, he turned and headed back home, wanting nothing more than to sleep and never wake up. The music and the joy around him felt like torture, and he broke into a run. He hadn't left the bazaar when he heard a voice at his back.
It was the same elf he had spoken to.